anti-leftist. Foreign nationalization is easy to speak about because all of the big property in this particular part of East Pakistan belong to those who are from West Pakistan. So it is a kind of nationalism, not leftism. But Bhutto is the rich boy with a
plenty
of drawing room of socialism and very irresponsible statements. Very ambitious. And now that he sees that in the federal government too he cannot be prime minister.
Doesn't his wife push him something?
It is possible to her to actually notice his
so, you remember?
Yes, of course.
Very
magazine. She's Iranian.
Yeah, oh, is that right?
Yes.
I see. Well, I met her. He wasn't there when I was on one of my visits 4 or 5 years ago. She was there. Our college very well. I think she's
very ambitious, but so is he. And from his 80 deputies, I understand that about 60 or 62 are quite wealthy. Landowners or otherwise, this type of
there's usually
young men with a whiskey glass in one hand and talking about socialism.
God.
This type.
Let me ask you, what do you think is going to happen there? Is it going to come apart?
Who
knows, of course. But
there is one thing for certain. East Pakistan is very much united around what you call Rahman. It is extraordinary. There were also foreign journalists when I was there who would be inside the country. Explained to me, they said in every village, in every hamlet, you hear the same words. It's very unified, rich and poor, they are all behind Rahman, who is a very popular nationalist leader. He is extreme in many things, but more moderate than some of his beliefs. And they have, everything has come together, including even this great disaster, the cyclone, to give them this exaggerated martyr
season,
that they have been treated badly, that all their money has gone to the West, and because the West is much more advanced, they think that it has to do something with the taxes which they pay, which of course in the West has always been more
exciting. It has to do with other things. Than that.
Of course, sure. But it is a very tropical climate.
There you have southern, northern. The people are more, it's like your people in your country are. More vigorous people and people who stop
using
spaces. I know.
It's at a different place in East Pakistan.
Right.
But now it is a time of great emotion. They feel that they are from now on going to the past. So I don't think it would be easy for anyone to stop that. Something would have to be given to them. And of course.
Some sort of autonomy.
Yes, some of autonomy, some advanced form of autonomy. Because otherwise it would be very bloodshed and it can be held otherwise. Now there is also their interest because they want more trade with India, because even to bring building materials it has to come stones and things like that. And they're not very stones in the because it's all silt that is accumulated in thousands of years. And even that has to come by ship. Building until coal, which is nearby in India, very plentiful. So they are interested in having less trouble with India. But India, their environment is any more difficult than Pakistan. The economies over there are more violent. The Chinese have seemed to have penetrated. The pro-Chinese Bashani could do nothing in Pakistan. Even after the elections,
they
could
build
in Pakistan.
The Chinese are very little.
We were afraid before the elections that they were able to because that is a popular country which it is easier for them to do. They were not. But in India, they have some advances in the same part of India, that is to say the Bengal area.
So the same poor part, except for religion, are the same people.
It's the universe. Where is the inside? Pakistan will have a president, unfortunately, the time of troubles for some time to come. But I'm sure that you, sir, your administration could do something by
creating
the...
I think very much of Gaudi.
might stay over, because during these elections he was so fair that even the opposition is not criticizing him, but used to be his opposition.
He is a fair man, yes.
But they like very much, they feel very isolated. Pakistan is not friends in the groups, and they have this martyr and isolation spirit all over. For instance, in the recent I was there when India given a very severe punch. First the India had asked for the jihad centers. First they had asked the expatriates to give back to two hijackers a compensation. Before Pakistan had the time to answer, the unilaterally said, no, flights all over my territory. Before they could think of some international law to deal with that, a very severe one of India came when I was there, a day before. And the president who had received me said that he had to use her to others. Messages came, they were really worried because it was a time of internal important developments in Pakistan, and they were afraid that the Indians were not turned. So it was not a matter of keeping it as a big thing. Perhaps they thought it might be for the election that Mrs. Indira Gandhi won some secret to show to her electors, but they were afraid that she might go so much forward that it would be difficult to retreat after the elections. So when he complained to us that he had no interest from the defense special sector, that afternoon I went to visit your ambassador, Mr. Barnett, and the British High Commissioner, who said that of course it was a matter of time, because they had to earlier with the IR, it was already referred to, and they were waiting for an answer. But they said that the next day they would go, next day, but the United States certainly, and the United Kingdom were very worried. They didn't want any confrontation on the continent, different countries. On your side, that you did not want to add a United States element to the conflict, which is already quite bad, and that wouldn't help anybody. Probably the two would unite to throw stones against the Edison, so that's usually the first. But when I told the Pakistanis that the ambassadors, your ambassador and the British High Commission would come to visit them, and that they were interested, they were worried, it soothed, it gave them an idea of breaking their isolation. Mm-hmm. So I saw that the first thing, it is important to show, if possible, at this difficult time, some closeness of interest to Pakistan. And the second very important thing is, of course, the recruitment. Now you are doing something.
Yeah.
And 5 years have passed. It's very difficult to recruit an army by spare parts. Yeah. Some other tanks, you don't even have the spare parts. Some of the other things. You can see that they are cannibalizing. Trucks taking the carburetor from one unit to the other, a radiator from another one. So that whole army is going down each year. They got some divisions from China, which were from a system they fight for. The few Chinese make mix of the old old-fashioned anyway. Now they are buying a few Mirage, but as an army in 65, they were better equipped. Not quantitative, not quality, they could defend themselves very well. Now they are in a very bad shape, that demoralizes. It would make a big difference, I know. If you could do still, I know, we all know the difficulties we have in Congress, Mr. President.
Yeah.
But if something you could, if you could do something within those difficulties,
well, we have, as you know, moved on the objections of Congress and the final objections, and we moved on the spare part problem. And I feel that anything that can be done to maintain Pakistan as a viable country is extremely important. They're good people, they're strong people. People like Yahya are responsible leaders. Consider this proposition. time, of course, when they're in flux because of the constitutional problem. It
don't take a very long time, we shouldn't think that everything is set up and scheduled to move in Pakistan and just the last meters.
That's yeah, you
my after my trip there, when you were one is on the spot, the Orient is so different from us in India. He has told himself to the Turkish forces, I have nothing against Central and Syria, I'm committed now.
Yeah.
So something will have to be done. But what something is, nobody knows. And the timing, nobody knows. And Yahya himself, he said, don't listen to these politicians. They promise so much that they won't be able to do it. His politicians are new and they don't know it. In a campaign, you promise something afterwards. They expect it. They promise the moon, the sun, and everything.
You know politics very well. I can tell from this brief conversation. Your analogy, your description of rich young boys, martini in one hand and a red flag in the other. It's the tragedy of the world. They don't know what they do. They really are putting the rope around their own necks.
It's similar in Turkey.
You have some problems there.
The leftist young students are the more wealthy.
And the more wealthy men. It's like many of our more destructive leftists here. They are not from the poor families. They're from the rich. Or the, not the rich so much as the upper class, upper middle class. And so they have perhaps not too much to do. They have no problems in terms of having to work to survive. So they plan a bomb. You know.
Yes. They said, now and then they stigmatize the Turkish. So you see it.
Yeah.
You know, the miniskirt and the costs of much much.
Yeah.
Different, but also expensive.
How do you feel, Secretary, about Turkey? How is it? As you know, we have been discussing the possibility of a visit to exchange, and there have been reasons why it can't go on, and I would tell the President that whenever Prime Minister, whenever the time is propitious, we are ready. But the point is that Turkey is my great admiration. For going back many years, I was there in 1953, and I, of course, had received, when I was Vice President here, I was there again on another occasion. My 56 trip. And I can't tell you how much I admire the strength of your people, your strength, your courage down there. I know their problems.
The base is south, the greatest majority of the
cases you think is majority. Majority is
but there's no doubt that the greatest majority is still your common sense in there. The difficulty in Turkey is not with the workers or the economic diplomats or at all. The workers are conservative in Turkey. Most of the majority of trade unions have been trained by Mr. George Meany and Mr. Brown, so I'm going
to go ahead. That Peter and Meany said that, and I was pleased to tell you that's one place where
and they took his principles. There is a splinter small movement.
And close to the comments.
They have done a very good job there. The trouble in Turkey is with the so-called intellectuals, which is the assistant professors, the
assistant professors that we have here.
Yes.
That means education really is probably maybe not a good thing.
And with us in our country, not a very great problem. We don't know what to do.
I know. We're big beasts, but you know, throughout the world, there's a myth, you know, a myth, frankly, that is taught in schools. But revolutions come from the masses, the downtrodden masses. They never do revolutions, and destructive revolutions, not the ones that. Basically build come almost very much from what would you call the assaulted intellectual, one who thinks in terms of who cannot face up to the hard right way of peace and change. He will not face up to it. He will not get a final means of, I mean, like the old and I, well, we have the same problems. Let me say, as far as Senator was concerned, now you've been here a year beyond her, but do you believe that it serves a useful purpose in terms of cooperation? As we think so. What do you think?
I think it does not for the commitments which are set to the
Democratic.
Not for the kind of meetings that we have, it is not. But this being close together and the umbrella, this is, I'm using the word used by the Shah of Iran when I saw it 10 days ago. He said the umbrella of center is very useful to me.
Yes.
Because now that the British are withdrawing from the small states of the Persian Gulf, if he wants to have any kind of presence, whether British or United States, he can ask under center to have some naval exercise. So, of course, that this center umbrella is helpful now and then. And then this idea of Turkey allies helps.
Well, you have Turkey, Iran, it would help both of the...
Turkey has NATO also.
Turkey's got it. It's on the southern edge of NATO. But it also, Turkey is a country that straddles the two, doesn't it?
France, the main interest, yes, Mr. President, is to keep the others in good company, to keep Iran and Pakistan. For Iran, it's a vital...
And of course, you're stronger than any of the others. You have a greater military stroke. Well, you certainly have, I can assure your colleagues, of my own personal support. Realize that much of it is has more to do with the moral effect, call it an umbrella, cosmetics. But after all, cosmetics can be very important. You show me the woman without cosmetics, and she's passed by, and she, at least they're going to pay attention to the absent. Very fact, and it's more than cosmetics too, because fleets or the case may be, and these consultations, it's just important that that we have methods of additional lines of communication between Turkey and Pakistan. Pakistan is terribly important. There's some way we can keep it in. I don't know. That's a problem,
But it can be done.
Oh, you think it can?
Yes.
Well. I'm absolutely committed to that. I think it's very important. I am not among the accused, and there are some among our foreign policy observers who believe that Pakistan inevitably is going to come apart. As a matter of fact, they're probably wishing it. They're wishing it because, you know, there is a phobia in many intellectual circles in this country that everything that India does is good and everything Pakistan does is bad. I do not agree with them.
I have noticed.
I've been reading articles in the New York Times and some of our papers. It is not true. I know the people of both. I respect the people of both. Both have a right to survive and survive in their own way. And that's why I reversed, I had to reverse the previous policy, and even this small gesture we've done to Pakistan, and we're going to continue to be as generous as we can.
That's very good news, Mr. President.
I hope you communicate to President Yahya, because he knows how strongly, personally, I feel him, and I know his problems are enormous. You don't want to hurt him, hopefully, to the extent we can, but how we can is difficult for reasons you're well aware of. Chief Justice is coming in, and I'd like to say hello, but you know our Chief Justice, the Supreme Court, Ms. Berger. Yeah, we'll have him say hello to you. He's coming in. We're having our Law Day announcement today. And we hope one day that your country can. I think another thing that's very impressive about your people, not only in Turkey, but justice, county judiciary, and that's going to have to be attractive. It's here for our law day announcement today. He's toured the various central countries. And for the moment, he's an international figure, but basically he's secure that we make sense, right? Is your home anchor or
Dialog is Istanbul, is that
all? I've never been there in my life.
I'm fairly excited to hear what the problem is from it, to be a little different, but
I don't have my answer. Nobody's from up there. Now there's got to be, I think, your leadership here, so important.
They pick a jury.
million witnesses. I've been on live television, and the tape of that's available for anybody like that.
Tops. Well, you know, I'm just saying, you get them alone, man, that's right. And are you by any chance going to be at Williamsburg?
No, sir, I'm not, because I have a conflict I cannot shake. I regret it very much, but
I ought to go. I was thinking at one time I ought to do the bar, American bar, but I couldn't do it. Not this year, I guess.
You're going to come to London.
Is it going to be in London this year?
I've been meeting in London.
What time of year?
July 14th to 20th, but this isn't the time to talk about it. I'm not going to. There was a formal invitation to you already.
I don't know why that was. Just go ahead and talk about it.
Open season.
That's right.
The President,
that's
Chief Justice.
Marlon Justice, I know. To come in the July 14th.
No, sir. July the 7th.
To come to London.
Well, the owner actually comes to New York. You're most welcome in London. We thought in view of your visit there last year, that would be asking too much of you.
You mean the American bar is going to meet in New York first and then move to London?
Chief Justice is making his state judiciary giving his message in New York. He also is giving a major formal address with the Lord Chief Justice.
Yes. statement, so.
Thank you.
All right. And he was reduced to GS-15 restricted. He just made mention of this.